Hi there, everyone. This is Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor, and I'm so glad you're here with me on this call. How to maintain your momentum during Mercury in retrograde. I hope you have a cup of tea or even a glass of wine and are sitting back relaxing, because I've got so much to share with you about what this period of time called Mercury in retrograde is, why in February its effects are multiplied, and the secrets that I've learned to master this time and allow you to step forward without waiting till it's over to continue to manifest all the desires that you have in life. And I just want to let you know, if what I have set to say this evening resonates with you, and I'm sure it will, I have an opportunity to share with you about how you can exponentially support the concepts in this call this evening. So, what is this thing called Mercury retrograde anyway? I am not an astrologer. I am not an astrology expert in any way, shape, or form. But Mercury in retrograde simply means that planets are moving. They move constantly and in very specific patterns. These movements affect us in many ways. Just as the ocean draws upon the moon's energy, we draw upon the energy of the planets that and are so affected by them. So, after all, everything is energy. Energy exists around us every second of every day. It can inspire us, or it can deplete us. So when we understand the energies of any and all kinds, we can put them to our greatest use, right? So Mercury, the planet, its movements affect us greatly. Mercury is the ruler of communication and clear thinking. It's connected to travel, and it's connected to truth. Other people's truth, the truth of the universe, and most specifically our own, who we are, what we do, and how we do it. So when Mercury goes retrograde, which simply means it looks like it's going backwards in the sky, and thus to us looking up at Mercury from Earth, it looks and feels like it's going backwards. But it's not really. It's just by the way it sits next to the sun that we see it. And our perspective thinks it's going backwards. And so we start internalizing that and feel like we are going backwards. And so all things can seem like they are going in this backward direction and getting all messed up too. It often feels like those two or three steps forward that And so,
conference muted.
You know, this period of Mercury in retrograde runs for a few weeks, a couple of times each year. Some years there are three periods in it, some there are four. And as I said before, we are right now in the middle of one that ends in about 10 days. The next one happens in June, and yes, we have another one that will come in October. So what happens typically when Mercury goes retrograde? Well, if it's anything in your life, like my day was today, it is one that is just simply discombobulated. Technology won't seem to work. I had so many issues today. I had to write you guys an extra note reminding you of the call time, because I was so afraid that the email that I'd sent out last night hadn't gotten to a lot of people, because my e-zine didn't go out today as planned. It disappeared. I have no idea where it is. So I had to create another one. And it was almost as if Mercury was looking down at me saying, you think, Laura, that you can maintain momentum when I'm ruling over the earth? I don't think so. Well, as I said to some people, Mercury has them. I have a strong backbone, and I've learned how to fortify myself and step forward, understanding its energies. And that's the whole thing, is that we have to understand the energies inside of us well, but we also have to understand the energies around us, because if we're coming up against the same challenges and butting heads against the same people and not learning from those experiences and not understanding the effects of the energy around us, we are going to continually take those steps backwards instead of taking one step forward, another step forward. And yes, life will always have you take a step backwards. It's the ebb and flow of the universe. It's one of the ruling laws. But you have to understand that when you look at these energies, you understand how to work with them, you're not taking 6 or 8 steps back. You are only taking one step forward. During this period of Mercury in retrograde, it's especially hard for highly sensitive people and for people who are trying to make a difference in their lives and in the world like you are. Its effects can be tenfold. It can feel like nothing is going right. Travel becomes complicated. Communication goes in all kinds of ways wacko. This time can test your belief systems, and you can begin to second-guess yourself and your ideals. Now, that's a regular Mercury in retrograde. So that's the ones that happen 2, 3, 4 times a year. But I believe this year, this particular Mercury in retrograde during this February has wider effects than any other years. And here's why. This January was a profound time of manifestation for so many. The energies that were at work for us were at work for us. And so we stepped forward embracing those things, and manifestation just seemed easy. There's this spiritual awakening that's been happening and is shifting for all of us. And many saw great strides in January around this awakening, around their businesses, and lives just got better. Projects at work flowed with greater ease. Things on the home front were settled, and more abundance was in the air. And then retrograde decides to come into place. So the other thing about February is a few weeks ago, that pesky groundhog saw his shadow. And he became scared, and he ran back down into his hole, predicting 6 more weeks of winter. But what he didn't tell us was that much of the East Coast, the Midwest of the U.S., and Canada, that these 6 weeks would have weather like we've never seen before. Constant snow, constant travel problems, constant ways of needing to renegotiate our days and our times. And indeed, there have been some days I'd like to go hibernate with him. But since I can't, I'd also like to go down into that hole and bring him back up so he can face his fears with us. And I know that Mercury retrograde has had profound impact. The groundhog's prediction has gunked up travel. I mean, how many flights have been canceled over the last few weeks? And more, if you are part of a school-aged child's life. I have nieces and nephews I care for. I know a lot of people on the line have children going to school. And I just have to ask, has any child in those regions had a full week of school since the new year began? And what does that do to our communications and our schedules? So for many in the Northern Hemisphere, the effects of winter also multiplied during February. If you are like many and you're affected by seasonal affective disorder, a little bit, or just a little bit or a lot, the diminished light hours take their toll. You may not be spending enough time outdoors. You may not even have enough fresh air because it's been really cold. And the winter blues can begin to invade people's moods. They make people impatient, downright ornery, and depressed. Add to this the manifestations from January coming to a halt, the predictions of the groundhog, and Mercury in retrograde's effects can seem to hold us at bay from getting anything done. Indeed, you may feel like nothing you do is right. So, yeah, this Mercury in retrograde period can feel like a real downer. I've been working with a couple of clients who feel like they've been totally kicked in the face. So especially for people like you who are sensitive to energy and ready to go, 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 because you feel drawn to growth and shifting yourself and making a difference, this Mercury in retrograde can be exponentially poignant. I know what it's like to want to step in the world, but having the energy within you and around you has you feeling stuck. Many of you may know that in the past I've suffered with bouts of depression before, and I've had SADs. Winter is not an easy time for me, and I really could easily go down that groundhog if it were not for my training. Truth be told, there are moments, not days, not hours, not weeks, but just moments when I find myself walking towards that hole. But that's when I draw upon my own training and what I teach, and I find my internal compass, and it allows me to easily align and quickly become re-energized in joy and love. It's something, for me, it seems effortless now. So here's an example of how I do it. I was at a conference last week, and it was great. The energy in and around the room was full. It was wild at times. It was poignant. It was happy. It was sad. And after 3 days of indoor conference rooms, I knew I needed to get grounded during a morning break and get grounded fast. So what did I do? I went outside. Now, mind you, this conference was in Connecticut. I went outside, I took my shoes off, and I stepped in the snow. Yep, I got a few funny looks, but I stepped in the snow. I breathed in the fresh air to clear my mind. I felt the water of the snow on me, soothing my emotions. And I drew upon the earth's strength to give me some energy and felt the warmth of the sun on my face to lift my vibrations. It took all of 3 minutes, and bam, I was right back in high energy of living in joy and embracing the conference instead of sitting in a space of feeling less than. It's in these quick moments of shifting one's energy that we can relax into and live more in joy. It's in these moments of getting centered that we stop second-guessing ourselves, that we step forward with understanding, awareness, and fortitude. So we need to have these secret tools more during a period of Mercury retrograde than at any other time during the year. And if you're still with me after all this downer information, it's in this truth that the rewards we receive during this time of Mercury in retrograde can be seen. You may be saying to yourself, rewards of retrograde, Laura? Really? What are you on? What are you smoking? Hang in with me, because now comes some good stuff. As I said before, Mercury in retrograde pretends it wants us to feel like we are spinning our wheels or going backwards. However, this is really just a ruse. What this time really does for us is give us the gift of understanding. It gives us the gift of allowance, and it gives us the gift of fortitude. To manifest your deepest desire, you need to use this energy of the time for understanding. You need to use the energy to allow yourself a little extra wiggle room in life. You need to use this energy to fortify yourself in strength to help you maintain momentum. Let me say that again. Maintaining momentum during Mercury retrograde is about understanding ourselves, making allowance for any shifts that may occur in that understanding, and to move forward in the fortitude of renewed courage and conviction. It's about understanding ourselves, making allowances for shifts that may occur in that understanding, and to move forward in the fortitude of renewed courage and conviction. So let's dive deeper into this. Many experts say that the period of Mercury in retrograde is a time of reflection and introspection. The energy that this time gives us makes this time a period where we can learn to communicate with our best friend. We learn to communicate with our own selves better. It is a time when reflection on what is working needs to happen, and understanding can come from that. Likewise, it's a time of reflection on what needs to be tweaked in our lives to give us more abundance. It's a time to know ourselves better. Last week was Happy Hearts Day week, right? And I ask all of my clients, and indeed ask the Soulwise community, to write themselves a love letter. A love letter to themselves. By doing this, they had to go inward to see what they really liked about themselves. They had to do it objectively. They had to see what they really valued in their own soul and in their world. By doing this introspection, especially during this period of time, they really begin communicating to themselves on a very deep level and are able to know themselves better. And that's the first thing to using the energy of Mercury in retrograde, using it to reflect on who you are and what you want to do. So I urge you to do the same thing. It's still a valuable exercise. When you write yourself a love letter, not only does it allow for introspection, but it allows for allowances. In seeing yourself from a deep place of appreciation, in seeing yourself from a deep place of love, you allow for kindness, patience, and empathy. The kind of kindness, patience, and empathy you would give your best friends. The kind of kindness, patience, and empathy you give to those you serve in your work, and the kind of patience and empathy that you give to your own family. Why would you not give this to yourself too? Well, let's be honest with each other right now. You don't. Not all the time, anyway. I don't. I've become a lot better at it. I catch myself a lot more when I start speaking ill of myself in my own mind. But to do this all of the time would give us the allowance to move forward and maintain our momentum. My clients become better at it, and you can too. Allowance during Mercury in retrograde gives us another reward. It allows us to shift plans by reassessing what is working. It gives us that permission. It allows us to see what doesn't work. And indeed, by this understanding, we give ourselves the gift of allowing ourselves to shift and grow. Professionally, to grow personally, to grow with our companions, and to grow in our own spiritual awakening. So, while others see Mercury in retrograde as a time of being stuck and taking six steps backwards, you now understand that you are not stuck, but you can use this time and energy to allow natural shifts to flow from your own inner understanding. Mercury in retrograde gives us the ability to become better people. When we take the time to understand and reflect, we can then step into our own strength naturally. We don't force it. Our conviction is enhanced about what we do, about what we believe, about what we know to be true from our own inner soul. Because indeed, it is our inner wisdom working through us. It is our inner wisdom that gives us this strength. We fortify ourselves to overcome the pesky little challenges of this time period. I mean, after all, a little snow is a little snow, right? We all get home safely in the end. Technology, it'll shift in. The challenge is every single day when we say, okay, computer, will you turn on for us? Schedules at schools, they're there to overcome, but if you can look at them from this place of inner wisdom and inner strength, we no longer want to go into that groundhog hole. We can laugh at ourselves, and that's so important. We can stand compassionately firm in our beliefs and not only maintain momentum in this period, but once the period ends, we can blast ahead and move out of Mercury retrograde and be that much further ahead of the game. Instead of resisting and resisting things or pushing through things, if you understand, allow, and step into your own strength during this period of time, when we come out of it, some people say it's going to be February 27th, some people say February 28th, depending on which astrology chart you're looking at. And usually there are 2 or 3 days before or after a Mercury retrograde when things shift and morph. But during that period of time, you will blast forward ahead. And what's really great about this is it's going to be March, and spring will be just around the corner, and the universe will reward you for this work that you are doing, and you will blossom beautifully. I'm going to give you some specific how-tos to step forward beyond seeing how to use this understanding, this allowing, and this strengthening during this period that you have. But I'm going to do that in a moment. I'd like to share with you right now an opportunity to perfect your understanding, your allowing, and your fortitude so you can not only step into spring, but spring forward when the calendar turns that way on March 20th and beyond. So we're ready for the flowers to blossom. We're ready for the sun to shine, and we're ready to step forward in all the joy and abundance we are supposed to have in our businesses and in our lives. So, my Step into Spring Soul Coaching course begins on March 3rd. How perfect timing is that? It's a 4-week program that allows you to, in just 5 to 10 minutes a day, clear out the mental clutter that has accumulated during the winter, calm your emotional self, all of those pesky emotions of, I'm not so sure, is this me, I don't know how I feel, I'm sad, I'm happy. Calm the emotional self. Ground yourself physically so that you can feel strong in your own body and raise your vibration. This program is done through the understanding how to use the 4 elements of air, water, earth, and fire, just as I did in Connecticut at that conference. But I promise I won't tell you to go stand in the snow because we're not going to have any snow around by then. This course will teach you how you can quickly align your energies so you can step into spring with greater understanding, allowance, and fortitude. It begins on March 3rd. There are 4 classes held on Monday nights. They will be recorded. one each week to set the stage of understanding for the week ahead. You receive weekly course guides as well as weekly overviews of the exercises. Again, these only take 5 to 10 minutes a day, but they will solidify the understanding of what you're learning. I'm adding a bonus Q&A call at the end, and for the first 10 people that register, a personalized head, heart, and spirit oracle reading from me. I have a few other surprises up my sleeve as well. The investment for the Step into Spring Soul Coaching course, where you learn to use these energies around you to propel yourself forward, is a low $127 for the course and the bonuses. And you can find more about this at www.soulwiseliving.com/spring. And because it's Mercury in retrograde, I did have some technological problems, so there's a video on that page, and you do have to click one more link to get a review of what I've just told you. But that site is www.soulwiseliving.com/spring. And what's really great is that the tools you learn and develop will also help you maintain your momentum. They'll help you master it as well, so that when the next Mercury retrograde comes around in June, and the one that comes around next October, and so on and so forth, you'll be able to fly through them knowing how to understand, allow, and fortitude yourself during those times. And I'm looking forward and very excited about June. I don't know if anybody else is, but the summer is going to be an awesome time for everybody. Take a look at it. If it speaks to you, I'd love to have you join in on all the clarity and insights the course has to offer. So, Mercury in retrograde. How can we use the gift of this time to begin to understand, allow, and gain fortitude right now during Mercury in retrograde to maintain your momentum? Three ways: understanding, allowance, and fortitude. In understanding, you've got to keep a sense of humor. You've got to just kind of throw your arms up and say, huh, yeah, Mercury, you think you've got this one over? No, I don't think so. I'm going to sit back into understanding and honor myself. Be sure not to take things too personally. Remember, communication skills, in reality, they're poor to begin with in this world. And Mercury retrograde only makes them worse. So take things with a grain of salt. Laugh a lot. Understand yourself better through rest, relaxation, and reflection. You can take an unexpected nap. You can go get a pedicure in the middle of the day. You have my permission. You can write in your journal more. Better yet, write that love letter to yourself. Write it from a friend's point of view. Write it from your own inner wisdom speak. Not from the way you speak, but from the way your soul wants to you, nurture you. You'll be surprised who you are when you look at yourself that objectively. If you find it hard to write a love letter to yourself, and I know I did the first couple of times that I did this exercise, you can substitute asking 5 friends to write you a 1-paragraph love note about what they see in you, what your best traits are. Pick 5 people who are warm and fuzzy people to you, and just ask them. They will love you up for asking them. They will be honored that you asked them. And their responses will inspire you and allow for greater understanding of self. It's so important to have an objective look because our ego speaks so loudly to ourselves. It's hard to get that mental clarity. But writing a love letter to yourself or asking friends to write a 1-paragraph love note to you will help inspire you. Secondly, allowance. Mercury may be nudging you in a different direction right now. Allow it. Allow yourself to see things differently. Allow yourself to see your mistakes. I never call it mistakes. I call it miss-takes. Because when we understand our miss-takes, we can redo them. Mercury may be nudging you to shift. There's a reason for that. Allow it. It's the gift of this time of Mercury saying, you need to look at things objectively. Take some time and allow yourself the opportunity to see things differently. Allow yourself to tweak that program that you're offering. I did this morning. I shifted this program that I'm offering in March because I took time to understand, reflect, and what I was trying to do was not working. So I allowed a shift in it. It's the greatest gift. Beware, however. Experts during Mercury in retrograde say never make long-term decisions. Never finalize anything during Mercury in retrograde. Sit quietly back. Don't do anything. But in reality, we can't. Life continues, even though Mercury is saying slow down. So what I say to that is beware. Be honest. Understand and allow yourself the time to make critical decisions. Use your analytical objective skills when committing to things. Look at contracts not twice, but three times. Allow yourself to ask questions. Questions are always good. They lead to greater understanding, which leads to greater allowance. Allow yourself time to look over opportunities. Do not feel pressured to taking one. Again, triple check them. Don't just ask questions of the other person. Ask questions of your own inner wisdom. And be quiet. Allow the answers to be heard. Don't force them. The third thing about Mercury retrograde is fortitude.
Conference muted.
To stand in strength after you have given yourself the chance for understanding and allowances for the nudges and shifts. Standing in strength is easier than you believe. When you take time to understand, when you allow for tweaks in things, your conviction becomes brighter. The things you want to do become clearer, and the reasons you want to do them become greater. Know that these gifts only make you stronger. Stand in that strength by compassionately and courageously asking for support. Ask from mentors, colleagues, partners, but most of all, ask from within. And from source, whatever you call it, God, Allah, universe, spirit, source, ask for support. You will be able to hear the whispers of your soul when you do. You can use the elements as well to garner strength and fortitude. Hug a tree. Trees give this solid sense of feeling, of connection with earth, of being able to stand tall. So go hug one and ask it to give you strength. You will discover strength within you that you never, ever knew you had. Those three things are the easiest way to maintain during Mercury retrograde. Understanding, allowance, and fortitude. But you have to pepper them and pepper them hard with a sense of humor. Because if you lose your sense of humor, as my grandmother always told me, you lose everything. If you want support in using the elements to help you in this understanding, allowance, and fortitude to step into spring, consider joining me for my spring step into soul coaching class. Yes, it is Mercury retrograde. So I would, after this call, only expect you to double check in with yourself to see if it's the right thing. But if this call has given you support, if it's given you some understanding, if it's given you some strength, for this Mercury in retrograde, imagine what a 4-week program, just 5 to 10 minutes a day of this kind of work, will do for the one that comes up in June and the one after that. Look at the program. Ask questions. Email me. See, it's kind of a test. I'm giving you a little bit of a test here. When you ask the questions, if you need them answered from me, email me at laura@soulwiseliving.com. Ask for source to see if they can give you an answer. If the already low investment of $127 seems a bit of a stretch and you want to participate, email me. Ask me if you can split the tuition. I'm sure we can arrange something for you. For those of you live on this call, I'm also going to hang around after I stop the recording for a bonus 10 to 15 minutes of Q&A time. So, as I said, it was going to be a 40-45 minute call, and I'm coming up on the end of my time here. And I do hope that you allow yourself some kindness. Give yourself time to understand the things that are going on in your life. Allow yourself to step forward in all of your glory, in all of your strength. For within that, you maintain momentum. It's easier to do than you think. Flow comes naturally when you stop resisting and you stop pushing. So, understand yourself a little bit better. Give yourself some allowance for the shifts that always happen in our lives. And step into the strength that I know is within you. And in the meantime, I do hope the next 10 days of Mercury in retrograde are kind to you, that you do continue to have your sense of humor around you. If you use the energy of this time to understand, to make allowances, and to step in your own personal strength, you will not only maintain momentum, but you will also blast out of it when the new month arrives. So hang in there. It's just around the corner. And I want to thank you for being on this call tonight. I do appreciate your participation. And I hope and wish for you all the joy that you deserve and desire. And as I always say, keep smiling. And for tonight, this is Laura Clark, your Soul Wise Living Mentor.